When we hear the word selfish, we usually think of the word's negative connotation, for we've been socialized to think of avoiding selfishness at all costs. As a result, we have internalized the message that when we honor ourselves, we do so at the expense of serving others. In fact, the opposite is true. We must serve our deepest needs, our deepest desires, in order to be of maximum service in the world, to speak and to be heard. At the root of our needs, as important to sustained thought leadership as access to clean water and clean air, is feeling worthy. You are worthy. I am enough. You are enough. We are enough. When is the last time you answered the question, "Where do I shine?" Or its cousin, the question, "What am I grateful to myself for?" If you haven't done so already, close your eyes. Sit or lie down, wherever you are comfortable, wherever you can fully relax. Make sure that whatever position you are in, your body is open, legs are uncrossed, hands are facing palms up so that you can receive. Your neck, your head, every part of your body is relaxed and awake. For the next few minutes, you are going to bring to mind exactly who you are, your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, your experiences, your behaviors. Strive not to dictate what comes up or pass judgment on it. Whether it's your lightness or your darkness that emerges, each time you see another part of you, you are simply going to mentally repeat the words, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Thank you. Thank you. If your mind begins to drift away from yourself, forgive yourself and bring your awareness back to you and all you are grateful to you for. Continue to allow your mind to play hopscotch from one part of you to the next and greet each part of you with a thank you. 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 When you feel ready, begin to open your eyes and come back into your body. I am enough. You are enough. We are enough. Go speak what you were born to say.